I am not Jen Latta. I am not Gabe Neitzel. My name is Ben Bruss alongside Mark Chimura. Joshie DiMaggio running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. This is more, and we're streaming on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee. And a couple Infinity Exteriors polls out there that I find interesting, because the results, I think, reflect the audience and what they think of Chewy. I think he only represents about a third of opinions that agree with him. Chewy said he would rather a little flip-flop on the spending.
Vice versa.
Go for a cornerback for around $77 million, and then a O-lineman for around $44 million. Would you have done that like Chewy would? Yes is 35%. No is 65%. The other poll, would you prefer, as general manager of the Packers, Brian Gutekunst or Chewy? 63-37. So, again, I think you got a really good group of 35 to 37% of people who are with you.
I didn't see the offensive line as a problem this last year. A matter of fact, I thought they were a top 10.
Chewy, the last three games of the year. I mean, one of them being the Bears. The Vikings one was no good, and they were pretty healthy. And then, yes, the injuries against Philly was no bueno.
They lost Josh Myers, too. Like, he's going to be out in free agent. They said, we could probably extend Elton Jenkins' career here by moving him to center, and then we feel a lot better with the six guys now that we've added Banks.
That's one position I've never really worried about, because they always figure it out or always seem to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's why I'll go back to they haven't stocked that position probably the way they would have liked to, because of the glaring need at wide receiver, the glaring need at tight end, and at safety.
And we're still talking about the wide receivers, unfortunately, after all the investment that's been there, as well as the defensive line that 20% of the cap went to last year, and there's still a lot to figure out. It doesn't make me feel good about the championship expectations for this year. Just from it's not that they're going to be a bad team, but if they can't find a way to get home with four, you're basically saying, Jeff Hafley, we need you to take this top 10 defense that you had last year and work with what you got and make them even better, which is a tough task because you're only able to work with what you got, and it seems like what you got is what you had.
And the D-line kind of needs to be reloaded as well. I mean, they lost Slayton, who was a nice player. He wasn't superstar, but Kenny Clark, after a year of not doing much, is a year older.
He's still relatively young for a third contract guy. He'll turn 30 this year.
Yeah, but that's old for Goody, though.
It is. He might be. He's on the He's on the radar. He's on the chopping block radar. 30 and you're done. Now, hypothetically, Chew, if the Pittsburgh Steelers landed Aaron Rodgers, do you think they would have better odds to win the Super Bowl or a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Green Bay Packers?
Their defense is better. They just landed Metcalf with Pickens. If Pickens can get his head screwed on straight. They lost Najee Harris, though, right?
They did. But
correct.
Josh and I are not a huge Najee guy.
Plotter. But it seems like they always
barely
reload.
Moves around the field.
I would say
he runs like Alex Stroff, just with a bigger body.
I would say they're very close. Maybe Pittsburgh would be a little bit better.
Well, Joshie, you want to break the news?
Yeah, if we head over to our friends over here at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, the Green Bay Packers have... They are plus 2,000 to win the Super Bowl. And if we are to look down here and scroll and scroll and scroll, the Pittsburgh Steelers are at plus 5,000.
Yeah, but there's bias in there because it's
Vegas has bias. Guys, Vegas has bias, according to Chewy.
No, that's Pottawatomie, though, right?
I mean, it's all aggregated.
It's
through
all
a lot
tied
of,
in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... It's not just there's not just one guy over there at Pado looking at
plus
it being
5,000.
I'm a Packers fan, therefore.
Hold on, did Pittsburgh made the playoffs this year, right?
Yes, but we all knew they were going to be fraudulent.
And lost in the first round?
Correct.
Kind of like the Packers, right?
Yeah, but what argument are you making? Their odds are really far off
just
here.
Just saying they went as far, the two teams went the exact same place.
Right, but we're telling you that the people
well,
in Vegas.
The list, give me the rest of the list.
All right, do you want from the top?
Yeah.
Chiefs plus 650. Eagles plus 650. Ravens plus 700. Bills plus 800. Only one NFC team so far. Then you got the Lions at plus 900. The Niners at plus 1500. The Commanders at plus 1500. The Bengals at plus 2000. The Packers at plus 2000.
Right behind them?
The Rams, that's interesting to me because Devontae went there. They have two wide receiver ones, a young defense, an old quarterback. You'd think that, like, gosh, this is what goes back to the Goody thing that, like, not reaching out and at least seeing if there's interest. I'm not saying a wide receiver moves the odds for the Packers to, like, top five, but gosh darn, does it feel a whole of a lot better? Because I don't know if we hit on this with Jason Chu. Jason joined yesterday on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. He talked about how he was talking with people in the Packers building, and they're frustrated because it seems as if the wide receiver room has gone to crap since Devontae Adams left. And it seems as if, as you think about the history of the Packers, there's always been that, like, that guy, that older vet, right, that is there to mentor. It took Devontae 3 years to show that he could be a guy, right? And he had veteran leadership. He had the Jordy, right? Like, there's been the Jordy, the Jennings, the Driver. There's always been that guy. So when you draft and you think youth is part of a problem that he's too fixated, when I mention Goody right now, how do you develop these guys? Like, sure, you want them to grow together, but if they're growing knowing a lot of the same things, how do you do that?
Well, they're growing at the same slow pace, really. I mean, Devontae, it's hard to crack, you know, a lineup when you got those names you just mentioned in front of them. This one last year, we were sitting there going, because we heard all this about about Wicks, right? Oh, he's going to be wide receiver one. He's going to set. No one separated themselves, and there was no competition above him, right?
Well, the most alarming thing.
Even Christian Watson was like, the year he came off of, like, no one grabbed it. And I thought someone would grab it, you know?
And that's what's alarming to me is in the middle of the season, it was the first time Love in three different ways, not super direct, but direct enough of saying these wide receivers are not getting enough separation and winning one-on-one battles.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen year over year when, you know, you have the same guys? I mean, Jaden Reed showed that in the first half of the season, then he vanished off the face of the earth. I don't know if that's a Matt LaFleur thing, not getting involved as much, or, you know, the drops that he had. Romeo Doubs is reliable, but he's kind of like your 700, 600-yard season guy. Like, they don't have a guy, and the rest of the division has guys. And if you want to, I know you're a superstar guy, there's no superstar coming through the door at defensive line or wide receiver, which in the chewy power rankings of importance of position, quarterback one, defensive line two, and cornerback three, wide receiver four, number two and number four on your list don't seem as if there's a platoon of guys coming in to bolster up your spots.
Well, it's hard, but, you know, it's hard because I had limitations on the field. There's things I couldn't do, but the coaching staff.
Yeah, you're a glorified Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, worked around it. Thank you for that. but when you hear something like Reed that he can't separate versus man, what do? There's zone and there's man, you know, and you don't do well against one of those. Well, then you're massively limited.
Well, you're even more limited because say what you want about Watson. What he could do, and at times in the second half of the season before he did get hurt, he was starting to make those catches deep down the field. Now you're like, all right, we don't have that deep threat guy on the roster unless it's Bo Melton. But, like, again, we're talking about Bo Melton. We're not talking about somebody that's been proven, and we don't know who's proven on this wide receiver room as well right now. They've proven what they can do in flashes, but flashes doesn't get it done.
To get strict X's and O's, without a Watson or a deep threat, you ain't seen nothing but man coverage. And guys like Jaden Reed will become neutralized. So then teams will just say, beat us with Bo Melton, Romeo Doubs, and Dontavian Wicks, which I think is probably what most people will take, unless Dontavian Wicks takes that incredible step in year three where he becomes more than what we've seen. But that starts with catching the ball, which
is not his strength. Like the glaring weakness is like, well, we have a right guard. He's horrible with the run, but he can pass block. Well, what the hell do you do with that? Throw the ball 100 times?
No, it sounds like they're going to do the opposite. And just like the way it feels right now is they want to protect Love, give him as much time as possible to let these guys get open, or they're just going to lean into Josh Jacobs again and get ready for a plethora of shotgun runs with Josh Jacobs. And what they have to do is figure out a way to be effective on play action with Josh Jacobs. I know they did a lot of zone running and a lot of play action with Aaron Jones.
Duo.
But they have to find a way to utilize Josh Jacobs' running strength to be more productive in play action.
Which, what you know what you might see out of that is Tucker Kraft is your number one receiver.
I'd be okay with it. I wouldn't begrudge that by any means. There's plenty of great teams throughout NFL history we've seen that run their offense primarily through their tight end. Yeah. Is Kraft up to the task, or is he going to be?
That's the biggest question.
Like, well, in order for him to do that, and I really haven't seen him too much out in space because they don't split him out too much.
They don't. But what
he would have to develop that game and that, because that's a different style of route running. Because then you really become like a receiver.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what you would want in the perfect case for him is a George Kittle who plays more in line, does on occasion split out, but more often than not, he's stretching the field from that traditional tight end position.
Over the middle.
How would you feel, say, now, if the Packers break the 20-plus year curse of not drafting, like an Emeka Abuka from Ohio State, would you gain confidence in the passing game if there was serious investment at pick 23 for the Packers?
Right away. I mean, you look at, you know, I just look at Adunze with the Bears. He had a nice year, but
Yeah,
he didn't have a special year. For a receiver like that, Josh, even Marvin Harrison Jr., he didn't light it up.
Yeah, he was average.
Last year, he showed flashes, but
the two guys,
those guys like 2 or 3 years to get comfortable, to know everything, to catch up to the speed of the game. That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought the window this year would be, okay, we're open, right? We're open. We're not open.
How open is the window to you?
A third open.
The child locks are
which
still
is
on.
Fine. It's just Goody, which a GM, you kind of like that, is a little more patient, but I think he's almost to the point where he's too patient.
I actually tend to agree with that. There's a little too much steady Eddie and a little more take some bigger swings.
But going back to our conversation, what swings were there to take in free agency at the positions that we're talking about of need?
Short of Davante Adams and the risk in breaking your 30-year-old curse that you seem to avoid like the plague, there wasn't a whole lot out there.
Yeah, but you're not going to get deals, okay? We're not shopping at Shopko in Green Bay, all right? Sometimes you have to go to Miami Beach and go to the bougie place to get something.
Does Goody look like a Miami Beach guy to you?
No, he does not.
Like looks like a Door County guy, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think sometimes you got to roll the dice. And I said, great GMs, sometimes they roll the dice.
Yeah, I mean, Howie Roseman famously.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you know what? They dug themselves out of the Rodgers fiasco. So even if you swing and miss on one, you can still recover from it. I mean, look at who was the quarterback with San Francisco that they drafted 2 overall?
Trey Lance,
right? You would think that would blow up a franchise for a little while. It didn't blow it up at all. So, just when you screw up, Benny, when you screw up, then you got to hit a home run.
Yeah, but they haven't really screwed up big, and I think he's just okay with that right now. The chips are falling in a way in which he hasn't been uber aggressive.
He's patient. Yes, core. He's patient, and I think the fans are getting to a point of like, come on, let's make a splash.
So typically when I listen, I don't know if you guys ever announce what Power Rankings is going to be. But since our guy came off vacation, Josh DiMaggio and I had to sort of nudge our guy Chu into a list here for Power Rankings.
Yeah, sometimes he pivots too, so we never know.
What I do want to know, Chu, is we're going to get to Power Rankings next. Power Rankings Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Ben Brust, and Mark Chimura today. With Josh DiMaggio running the show. After your top 10 list, I want to know where you would put the Packers overall. We'll get more specific on what I'm talking about in Power Rankings Tuesday, next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the birthday.
Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone
God,
on their
birthday.
God, it's
so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wide receiver and defensive line talk here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with Ben Brust and Mark Chmura, the Packers Hall of Famer, Josh DiMaggio running the show. You might be able to guess where we're going here for power rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Benny, I don't know if you've heard, but I've been dominating these lists as of late. Been outstanding.
She's
so
lying.
Joshy, how are we playing today? You're both going to guess?
Yeah. The guessers are Ben and I, and I think we'll give ourselves the classic 3 minutes, and we need to get eight to be correct. Eight correct out of the top ten.
That's too easy. That's
nine.
Too easy. No.
We're also trying to predict your brain. This isn't like a list off of ESPN.com, unless...
But this is pretty easy, though. All right. Let's do the 12 guesses to get 9.
Okay.
That should be fair. You got 12 guesses to get 9.
All right. Number one, Cincinnati Bengals.
Joshy not only got it, but he nailed the number 2. Chase and Higgins, number 1.
2 should be obvious, I think.
The Rams?
I think that's going to be Vikings with Jefferson and Addison.
Joshy is hot. Number 2, Addison and Jefferson.
Puka and Devontae? Puka's a machine.
Yeah, I don't know if this list is updated as to what happened on Sunday.
Fair. Fair. This list could...
It is. It is.
Oh,
it is.
Wow.
Did you make this projected for next year.
Okay, did you make this or did you find
a
source?
You want the best? You got the best. I did it myself.
Ah, great. So now we're trying to get inside the brain of this guy. I like what I just guessed, but I don't think Chewy has the wherewithal to remember that happened.
I think
the Eagles, maybe?
Yeah.
Josh, you want to give a number?
You put them at 4.
AJ and Smith are 5.
Ooh, interesting.
At 5. So you got 3 guesses. You got three you nailed.
Lions are going to be 3
Amon
or 4.
Amon-Ra and Jameson.
Yeah.
Are what number?
You put them at 3.
I'm going to go 6.
Josh is hot.
Okay.
Then you can just be quiet. You really don't even need to talk.
Sounds good. Again,
Amon and Williams
spend a lot of time
are
in your
at
brain.
3.
I spend way too much time there.
You have the same brain. What are you talking about?
I don't
idiot.
Do 2 hours with you every morning.
You wish you did, though.
Sure do.
All right, give me another. You got 4. You're 4 for 4.
I am going to put, I think the DK Metcalf, George Pickens made the list, but I think that's more below 7 or 8.
DK and Pickett are number 4.
Oh, wow.
Pickett,
yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
What did I call him?
It's Pickens, George
Pickens. Oh, it's
Pickens,
sorry. Why did I write Pickett? I know he's a quarterback. It's me being me. Five for five.
Did we guess the pair in Rams? Did he give us what number
they
were?
He didn't give us where they were, but they have to be obviously on the list. Otherwise, this whole segment's stupid.
So
they are not on the list.
What?
Nakua and Devontae.
Gracious.
DJ Moore and Roma Dunze?
Yeah, probably.
DJ Moore and Roma Dunze are 10.
What about the Tampa Bay pair? I know you seem to think Mike Evans disappears despite having 11 straight years of 1,000 yards, but I think they're on the list.
They did re-sign Godwin.
What number?
9.
11.
11 wouldn't be on the list, you idiot. 6.
Six.
They are number six. So let
and
me reset
Puka
it for you.
And Puka and Devontae are on this list?
Let me reset it. Do you know where I live, idiot? I live in Tampa. And I don't like L.A. All right. One, Higgins, Chase. Two. Two was Addison and Jefferson. Three was Amah and Williams. Four was Pickens and DK. Five was AJ and Smith. Six, Godwin and Evans. You need seven. You need eight. You need nine. And you got Moore and Dunza 10.
These names are incredible.
I think seven is going to be Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. You're eating the trash and think Deebo Samuel's still good.
Nine is Deebo and McLaurin.
McLaurin. You know who we haven't ranked at all is the Dolphins pair.
Tyreek and Jalen.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill and Waddle are seven. See, this was too easy for you guys because there's so many bad receiving duos. So you need eight, and you need eight.
Now, this is tough because Diggs is coming off the ACL, and Tank Dell
is a free agent.
Tank Dell's not going to play next year.
Nico Collins is really good.
Nico Collins is a stud.
Can I get a guess?
What about Zay? No, they don't have enough around Zay. Browns, not the Falcons.
This one stumped me.
Well, especially because the Rams aren't on the list.
Who else would be a good duo? Like, there's singular guys.
There's a lot of. I'm looking at a lot of good wide receiver ones right now.
Yeah.
Can I get a guess?
Not San Francisco. I'm stumped.
Again, the Rams not being on here is malpractice.
Yeah.
Puka was a top two wide receiver in the NFL.
He's always hurt. He's always hurt. And I watched film of Devontae yesterday. God, he looks slow.
Did you watch him with the not Aaron Rodgers?
The Jets.
You're not saying something crazy like the Ravens, are you? Or the Chiefs?
Do you want to guess or do you want me to just give it to you?
Give it to us because we already completed the list.
This is stupid.
CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks.
I don't know if Brandon Cooks is on the list. Is he still on that team?
CeeDee Lamb's enough. All right. Probably the best. He's probably the best receiver in the game right now.
What?
So there you have it. That was a great list.
Brandon Cooks is open to return to the Cowboys only if they use him right 2 days ago.
All right, Benny, would your little homework assignment on where we would put the Packers?
26.
All right, so that hold on. They would be – would they be ahead of the Jets or no? I mean, all they got is Wilson, really.
I mean, that's the thing is we're talking about wide receiver twos – versus, like, I feel like if you have a wide receiver one, I'd put him ahead.
I mean, Baltimore's better. Cleveland, no. Houston's better. What do the Colts have?
Michael Pittman, Adonai Mitchell.
Alec Pierce.
Yeah.
All right, they might be ahead of them. They're ahead of Josh Jacksonville. Downs. They're ahead of Tennessee.
I would actually pick Indianapolis over the Packers.
Atlanta's good. Hey, Morey and...
Drake London and Rondell Moore?
Yeah, Moore.
Oh, my
gosh. Rondell Moore's 5'8".
Saints are better. I don't know. The Packers could be low 20s.
I told you to pick a spot.
All right, 22. I'll go with 22. I don't know what that means.
All right, this was a good idea before the show, a bad idea during the show. For now on, Chewy cannot make his own lists.
No, I don't want two homework assignments. I just want one. I had to do the list myself. Hey, it's day one. I got the whole week. I'm pacing myself. All right, so get off back.
He doesn't want to overexert himself.
Yes.
Day one on a Tuesday. It's a short week for you. Uh-huh. I think you got this. Just like I got the right spot for everyone else to go if they don't want to do homework, you just go to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel because I'm pumped. for all the action we're going to see during college basketball. You're chasing the ultimate trophy, and you're chasing a great time at the best place to watch sports. You don't have to gamble. Like, if you like good food, some good cocktails, and a 2,000-square-foot video wall with comfy seating, you know exactly where to go. Catch all the high-flying action with those sports betting kiosks, drink specials. It's a basketball fan's paradise. Bet above the rest, only at Potawatomi. Build your bets now at paysbig.com/sportsbook.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse, John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Ben Bruss, Mark Chmura on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here at 94.5 ESPN on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. You got us on the Carbless Talking Text Line, 800-990-3776. List is more. Chew, Jonathan Allen from Washington, a Pro Bowler, signed with the Vikings. I believe they signed another defensive lineman from the Colts this morning.
I know they signed Hargrave, I believe.
My point is, I just want to know, is there a chance the Packers, in your mind, Chew, may be the worst in the division?
No, I think the Bears are still the Bears.
You said that in a weird way. That's why I asked the question, because you didn't go, oh, no, 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 absolutely not. You paused after the Bears have solidified their offensive line, or at least made attempts to solidify it.
Who's the guy that goes? The OC from Detroit, Joshy?
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson, he'll figure it out. It'll take more than 1 year. They'll be better than they were last year.
The Vikings just don't know who's throwing the ball.
Caleb Williams needs, I don't think he'll be elite, but I think he can be a pretty good quarterback if you put people around him. He just needs good coaching, so they will be better. But I still can't buy into him, especially after last year. It's just, and they will be the worst. The Packers will... Yeah, on paper right now, you would say Minnesota and Detroit are better. They just have to get over the hump of winning games you're supposed to win and losing games against good opponents.
You expecting to go into the 2025 season and just call everyone toads for believing in the Green Bay Packers and their chances to win a Super Bowl this year?
I can tell you this. My expectations are the exact same as they were last year.
Which was what heading into the season?
Which was they'll have a few ping pong balls in the big round thing when it comes to making the Super Bowl. But, I mean, we just saw it with Vegas odds. What were they, 9, 10, 11?
Anywhere from 8 to 10. And I will say their odds have gone down. They were plus 2,500 at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. And they're plus 2,000, plus 2,100 in other places.
It just all depends on Jordan. Jordan, with this group that they have offensively, if they add a receiver or something along those lines, he has to be a top five quarterback in the league for them to make a splash in the playoffs.
So they invested in the offensive line, and they didn't bolster up the wide receiver room. You hope Tucker Kraft makes that step. Is that enough for Jordan to be as good as he was in those eight games of 2023?
No. Because
he's talking. I know that. I mean, Josh, we could probably answer this question.
I don't know what happened there. He's still talking, but nothing's happening.
I kind of love that he's still talking.
Chewy, reconnect if you can hear us.
I hope he had the best take he's ever had.
What was the question? Sorry.
Like, is there enough on offense for Jordan Love to be as good as he can be?
No, I don't think the skill players are good enough. I think you can make a case for improvements of both Wicks and Reed, but that's not enough in my opinion. I think they can be better and they probably will be better, but I don't think a wide receiver one is emerging from there. They aren't really the body types. They aren't the athletic types to truly elevate themselves above into, like, you want a top 10 to 12 wide receiver, like in the NFL. You can get away with less, but you need, like, The depth is great.
Do they have two top 20 wide receivers?
No,
or
probably
two top
not.
25 wide receivers?
No, I wouldn't say confidently on either of those. They are deeper than most every other team, but the depth doesn't really matter if you don't have a reliable target to me.
They have a top five tight end. I will say that with certainty. I believe Tucker Kraft will be a top five tight
Chewy's
end
back.
This year. Chewy, how was your take? It didn't end up on the air. Was it any good?
It was solid. No, but I was going to ask you guys, how would you feel if they re-signed Josh Myers in traded for DK Metcalf? You feel a hell of a lot better than you do today.
Yeah, I do feel better. I don't love the cost of it, but I say, hey, you took a shot.
And that's Ben? The thing. I would feel better, but maybe, just maybe, in the Goody plan, in the Goody 3 to 5 year plan, maybe he just looked at the way that the board shook out and free agency and potential trade opportunities, because, that the value wasn't there to make the splash this year in his run of urgency to win a championship. And so I think this is a big year for many, 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 many reasons. You need to see Jordan Love be more consistent at that high level. You know what you're going to get from Josh Jacobs. Is somebody from the wide receiver group going to show you something that you don't expect from the offensive line? We've talked about it. They're going to have to pay the piper on a couple guys like Zach Tom. Are they going to re-sign Sean Ryan? Are they going to re-sign Rashid Walker? That's why they brought in this Aaron Banks character from the 49ers. There's a lot.
Yeah, but at least with DK, you know that he has the potential to be really, really good. You can pick a receiver at 23, and he could be Lucas Van Ness. You don't know. You have no idea.
And based off the first-round track record of Brian Gutekunst, it's hard to believe that he would land somebody that would make that strong impact. But I guess we don't know. He's never taken a wide receiver that early, because the Packers don't since 2001.
I mean, he's going to do he has to do something, right?
Well, he's done stuff.
No, I mean, he's got to sign at least a Sammy Watkins, doesn't he? You can't go into next year with just what they have and draft a receiver in the third round, can you?
Well, here's the thing. The only one that actually makes sense based off the available free agents is MVS, because the rest of them are 60 years old. Hopkins, Cooper, Keenan Allen.
I don't agree on how he builds a team. I'm sorry. I'm from the Ron Wolf school. Ron put his money in superstars and rolled the dice from there.
Were you a superstar?
I mean,
100 on Madden.
I was a sub A.
Can you be 100 at those 99?
There was one year there were 100, and Chewy somehow wiggled his way in there.
How?
Wait a minute. What do you think? I worked at EA Sports in the off season. He wiggled his way in there.
Who did you pay?
I didn't do anything. I had a cousin that was, you know.
In your prime, would you be tight end one ahead of Tucker Kraft?
Right now?
In your prime.
Against Tucker Kraft right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I was better. But I anticipate him being better than I was in my prime.
I don't know if I buy that. 1996, does that translate to 2025?
I mean, to be fair, Tucker Kraft is not the same, but he's more like Chewy than like a Lucas Van Ness. And Lucas Musgrave would be. Like, he's a traditional inline type of guy. Now, Chewy breaking tackles for 62-yard touchdowns, probably not in his bag. But they do a lot of the same things similarly well.
Man, it's interesting to see the Vikings bolster up, because I think they know that if J.J. McCarthy's their quarterback, they're going to need to have every position be really, really good.
Well, and they, unlike the Packers, deemed that they want to be good under the rookie contract. Now, they made the decision to move on from Kirk Cousins, which is a lot easier than moving on from Aaron Rodgers, but they are trying to be good right away with a rookie quarterback, because that means you can spend elsewhere and have the cheap contract. The Packers didn't really have that ability to do that.
Yeah, but they got a great coach, Joshy.
Yes, one of the best passing game coordinators in all the NFL.
But I was going to say this, Josh. Bo Nix, if he goes to a Carolina or someone along those lines, is not good. The only reason he's good, because he has talent, and Sean Payton knows how to get that talent out of him. I think that's why they went with McCarthy, because their coach,
they trust their coach,
the year, is outstanding. And I agree with the move. I wouldn't have paid Darnold either.
Would you have Brian Gutekunst or Chewy be the general manager of the Green Bay Packers? These results are fascinating. A lot of responses, too. Not a lot of love for Chewy. Next.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, Chewy. It was the first Infinity Exteriors poll. Would you feel better today? This is the second one. If the Packers would have spent big on corner and less on O-line instead of vice versa. 40% of people say yes. They agree with Chewy. 61% of the people are Goody believers. And that is also representative of our first poll today. Who would you prefer as the general manager of the Green Bay Packers? 64% say Brian Gutekunst. Do you consider this a win, Chew? 36% want you.
I think in the 30s, Josh, he feels okay.
Yeah, I mean, you've never done the job. You've played in the NFL, which gives you more experience than the average layman. So I think anything over 20% I'd be pleased with.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob on the talking text line here, the Carbless talking text line, obviously Goot. Chewy doesn't even watch the games. He doesn't know what he's talking about most of the time.
That's fair. That is totally fair.
Well, you're hurting your case. Now you're going to plummet below 30.
We got less than seconds here, so it's locked in.
I love that he believes that a Twitter poll only lasts during the show of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You're
the best. It goes longer than that?
Yeah, it goes 24 hours, bud.
We got to get that changed.
I could have put 2 hours, but I want to see the final results.
Okay.
Been so fun hanging out with my guy Chew and Josh DiMaggio. I'm Ben Brust. I'll be on Kyle Brust and Ortman from 2 to 5. But coming up next on 94.5 ESPN, Willie and Tausch. Don't go anywhere. They're back in 2 minutes.